Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone is with us. He is our cultural correspondent. He goes out and tells us what's on area stages and screens. And it's always a pleasure to welcome him to our broadcast. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm delightful.
Good. Excellent. That was better than what I asked you just a moment ago. You pulled it off.
The music is jaunty. Picked me right up.
It's the Mountain Goats.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, all right. We'll get to that in a minute. You saw a good movie?
Yes, Isle of Dogs, Wes Anderson's stop-motion animated dystopian film about
dogs.
Yeah, it's about dogs in 20 years in the future in Japan. There's an evil mayor who has banished all the dogs to basically a dump. And this one boy wants his dog back, so he fights to get it. And it's kind of a strange movie because most of the dialogue, the Japanese dialogue, is untranslated. So all you hear are the dogs. So there's actually a note at the beginning explaining this. There's a title card, and all the barks have been translated into human.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's very helpful.
And it's funny because, you know, the thing about Anderson is critics have compared his work to, like, the Charlie Brown specials. You know, because they're very flat.
Yeah.
And all I could think of when that came on is I thought, oh, this is like, wah, wah. It's like, he doesn't want us to know what they're saying. He only wants us to hear the dogs.
Yes.
And with voices like Bryan Cranston and Ed Norton and Bill Murray and Bob Balaban and Scarlett Johansson and Frances McDormand.
It's a great list.
He did all right. And Yoko Ono, he did all right.
Yeah, he did do all right.
And it's interesting because it's a beautiful film. It's very dark. It's rated PG-13, but do not take your children to this.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Anyone under like 10. Of course, I'm saying this as someone who was carried screaming out of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs when I was 4. So literally, that's like my first movie going memory. My mother had to carry me out.
But now, as a fully grown adult, we would probably do the same thing. Actually,
yeah,
yeah,
I know.
It's still a little scary.
But the dogs are all infected with dog flu, so they look terrible and they're sneezing, and it's very dark. But the jokes are so good that you want to laugh, and I wanted to laugh, but the audience I saw it with didn't laugh that much.
No, they were traumatized.
I think they were traumatized, yes.
All right.
But I loved it. It's a great movie. Go see it.
It's Isle of Dogs, Wes Anderson's latest. Okay, now we have cool things coming up beginning tomorrow night in Northampton.
Yes, we have Geneva, I don't know, Magnus, and at the Iron Horse Music Hall in Northampton, Mass. That's at 7 o'clock. Eva Capelli is opening. Friday night, at 8 o'clock at the Egg in Albany, it's the all-male farcical dance troupe La Belle Trocadero di Monte Carlo. They usually show up at Jacob's Pillow, so they're in Albany. They're highly acclaimed and very funny, but they're extremely athletic and able dancers. They're just going for a comic effect.
Got it.
Cafe Lena, Friday night at 8 p.m. in Saratoga Springs. It's the acclaimed folk rock duo Anna and Elizabeth. No Depression loves them. So if you know what No Depression magazine is, you'll know if you'll love them or not.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but I take your word for it.
This is Saturday night, also in Saratoga Springs, Homemade Theater at the Spa Little Theater. Their production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. The old warhorse, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, back when they were happy. Have you read it? Have you heard any of the coverage of his autobiography?
Yeah, his memoir, yeah.
It sounds like a book I want to read just because it sounds funny.
Well, there seems to be a lot of bitterness there for someone
who has
had as much success as he has, but that's all right.
Exactly. Well, it opens Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and it runs through May 6th. It plays on the weekends. Go to the website for the times. This is interesting. On Proctor's main stage, Saturday night at 7:30 p.m., the Octavo Singers are teaming up with the Capital District Youth Chorale. Usually, the times I've seen a performance at Union College, so this is on the big stage in the big room. They're going to be singing John Reuter's Mass of the Children, Faure's Requiem, and Poulenc's Gloria. And as we heard in the opening, the Mountain Goats are going to be at Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Mountain Goats is basically one guy and whoever that it was with him at the time, but he's been around since.
Random Goats.
Yes, the 90s, and he has a devoted following, and he has a new album called Goth, and the diehards will all be there, show up. It's a good room.
It is, yeah. Great. All good.
Also Saturday night, 8 o'clock in Troy at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, Travis Tritt's acoustic show.
Now, this sounds great to me.
I know. It's just him and his guitar.
Sounds great.
And the sound is going to be great.
A perfectly, acoustically perfect place.
Yes.
Should be good.
Not a lot of seats left.
No, I imagine.
There were about, I don't want to guess. I was looking at it. I was looking at the website. It was just a sea of heads with empty spaces here and there.
Yeah.
So if you want to get a ticket, you should probably go there now.
And you may not sit with your otter, but that's all right.
Yeah. And then Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at Proctor's on the main stage, Schenectady Symphony Orchestra will be performing. Pianist Young Kim will be there playing on a Beethoven piano concerto. Also music by Rimsky-Korsakov and Borodin. And then of course, the high culture highlight of the week, Monday night at 7 o'clock at the Palace Theater. It's their Three Stooges Film Festival, which is usually about 12 shorts and a cartoon and some fun stuff before the show.
Great.
And then this is interesting. It's a panel discussion led by Cokie Roberts called Women in Power in America. It's going to be at the New York State Writers Institute is presenting it. It's at the Hearst Media Center, which is their new fancy room out.
Is fancy. It's beautiful. We broadcast from there. It's lovely.
At the Albany, very nice. Next to the Albany Times Union in Colony, New York, on Wolf Road. That's Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. The panel is, Cokie Roberts, Danielle Belton, who is the editor of The Root, the online African-American news source.
Yeah.
Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan and Jill Stein, who was the lead singer of a 90s Vermont folk rock group. She later ran for president.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Jill Stein.
Yeah, that Jill Stein.
That Jill Stein. That's good.
Yeah. We have some new movies, too. There's I Feel Pretty, which is the new Amy Schumer comedy, which it has one of those magical comedy premises. She wakes up one morning and either it's medicine or she gets hit in the head or something, but she believes she's beautiful.
Yeah.
And she's completely confident, and that's what the comedy premise is. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of jokes and a lot of trenchant social commentary.
Is
wrapped
Judge
into the
Reinhold
comedy.
In it? No,
I'm sure he's probably in some. He's busy shooting a straight to video somewhere.
Okay.
And then there's the dark action drama Were Never Really Here, starring Joaquin Phoenix as an ex soldier who extracts young girls from sex trafficking rings, and the trailer looks dark and violent and grim.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he's got the beard, so your mileage may vary on that one. And then I don't know, what is it, 30, 40 years later, it's Super Troopers 2. There was a comedy called Super Troopers,
and
now there's Super Troopers 2.
I heard nothing about this. Is there any hope it's good?
I don't know.
All right, we'll see. Sean Stone is with us, and he shares his list. You can find it in its entirety at wamc.org/roundtable. Sir, have a great week. Thank you very much. Always
good
to see you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.